listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the real Jesus. And I want to read to you from 1 John chapter 4, verse 2, where we read this. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. True biblical prophecy and true biblical teaching will present a true Jesus Christ. In the Apostle John's day, the critical issue was if Jesus had indeed come in a real body of flesh and blood. Some teachers back then said that Jesus, being God, could not actually have become a flesh and blood human being because God could have no partnership with impure material things. Today, there are some people that deny that Jesus really is God. These are groups such as the Jehovah's Witnesses, or Mormons, the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, or Muslims. But way back in John's day, in that time closest to the actual life and ministry of Jesus on this earth, people didn't have a hard time believing that Jesus was God. They had a hard time believing that he was also a real man. This false teaching said that Jesus was truly God, which is correct, but that he was really a make-believe man. Now, today, we are passionate about saying Jesus is God, and we should be. But it's also important to say Jesus is a man, because both the deity and humanity of Jesus are essential truths. Some people think that the only test of a false doctrine is to see if a person confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, as it says here in verse 2. Now, this is not the only test, but it was the most important issue challenging the church in John's immediate time. But today, there might be a person who does confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh, yet they deny that Jesus is God, as the Bible teaches us that he is God. The principle of presenting a true Jesus is essential to true spiritual evaluation of someone and their doctrine. No one who presents a false Jesus, or a Jesus that is not true to the scriptures, can be regarded as a true prophet. You know, there's always a lot of curiosity about the so-called true Jesus. Some academics like to say that they want to discover the true Jesus. And when they say this, they often assume that the true Jesus is not the Jesus of the Bible. They think that the Jesus of the Bible is a make-believe Jesus, and that they need to discover the true Jesus behind the so-called myths of the Bible. Now, not only is that position uninformed because it ignores the remarkable historical validity of the New Testament, it's also arrogant. Because once they throw out the record of the New Testament, those academics are left with little more than their own personal opinions. And they present their baseless views as if they were scholarly facts. Listen, the devil does not care at all if you know Jesus, or love Jesus, or pray to Jesus, just as long as it's all directed towards someone other than the biblical Jesus, the Jesus who actually exists. There are people who imagine a false Jesus, a make-believe Jesus, a Jesus who is not really there and therefore cannot rescue us from our sin and for eternity. So today I need to ask you, do you know the Jesus of the Bible? He is the only real Jesus, the only Jesus who can save you.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.